I'd like now to welcome to the program Naomi C. Rose. Her new children's book is called Tashi and the Tibetan Flower Cure. Welcome back to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So you have a series of books about basically Tibetan children, or now in this case, the child of Tibetan immigrants living in the United States.
Right, right. Yeah, this book is a bit of a departure. My first two books are about Tibetan folk tales, wisdom tales from Tibet, so the characters reside in Tibet. This one is about a Tibetan American girl. So, and it's a very beautiful story, and it's actually based on a true story.
Is that right?
Yeah. So that's very interesting to me because it was such a touching story that I read about 10 years ago from a hospice worker who worked with a Tibetan man who was terminally ill. And then the hospice worker discovered the flower cure, that he had a tradition of that, and did that flower cure, and he became well.
What is the flower cure? We have a sense of it in the children's book, but...
Right. But basically, that's it. Like it says in the children's book, the people in this Tibetan village would sit downwind from flowers and let themselves be dusted by the pollen that floats on the breeze. They felt that the pollen was very healing for them. But like what happens in the book, it's not just the flowers or the pollen, it's the community, it's the love. And that's what I was so touched by in the true story, and that's what I try and convey in the children's book.
And that's what's so beautiful about this book. I mean, it almost really brings tears to your eyes, mm-hmm. because there's a little granddaughter who loves her grandfather. You have this extended family that's living in a pretty harmonious way. And, of course, that's one of the subtexts of it is immigrant families in the United States living in
right.
extended families.
Right. Yeah. So it's crossing cultures in a lot of ways. It's integrating various cultures as well as integrating generations. You don't get that very often these days.
And the little girl knows that there is something called the flower cure, and she remembers it while looking at one of the Tibetan paintings that has flowers mm-hmm. on it, and she decides she's going to do it, and in her awkward way,
right.
actually kind of manages to effect this cure.
Right. She does her part, and then it grows. That's what's so beautiful, that it grows and community comes together in support of this man. And then there's more rewards than one can imagine. He's not only healthier, he's happier. And so is she. And they have all these new friends and community. And the community's benefiting because they're learning about the Tibetan way.
Exactly. So, yeah. Now, you're both the artist and the writer of this
yes.
book. And what are the inspirations for the art? It seems like also kind of Western illustration, whatever, but also with some of that Tibetan influence.
Right, the Tibetan influence. I really wanted to put in some Tibetan items. I also like the impressionistic approach, so I try, especially for the flowers, keep that going. And I actually used a family in Santa Fe to model for me.
Is that right?
So it's very much a Santa Fe book.
In the back, you talk about the various things that Tibetan families are doing in the United States and whenever they go abroad to keep their traditions alive, like mm-hmm. cultural centers and so on.
Right. Yeah, that's very important to them. It's a beautiful culture. Obviously, I'm very enamored with it. And I just think it has a lot to offer our kids and our culture.
Like what?
Well, they're ways of peace and kindness, and their ways of not stressing to the same degree. Like if something doesn't go well, they don't necessarily stress and think that's horrible. They have a broader perspective. Well, maybe there's something right about it. Maybe it'll lead to something good. That's one of the messages in my first book, you know.
That first book that we talked about, because everything that you think is bad then turns out to have an effect that
yeah.
might be good, and
yeah.
then those good things turn out to have an effect. I mean, I think I told you the last time we did an interview on that book, if I had had that book when I was
yeah.
7 years old.
Right.
My life probably would have been a lot easier.
Yeah, mine too. I use that story all the time for myself,
yeah.
just to remember, because it's so easy to get stressed. But yeah, the Tibetans have, and the other big thing that I think is a great offering to our culture is, and the children, is their love of all beings. They won't hold an enemy in their hearts. They will pray for everybody. And that's really beautiful.
To do.
It's really hard to do. Believe me. I try practice that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, everybody who thinks that way, in theory, tries to practice that, but in practice, I mean, what is it in the Tibetan practices that allow people to be successful with that?
Well, they believe that, first of all, in karma, so they don't want to wish harm on anybody because they believe that's going to come back to them.
Right.
But in the highest sense, that there's just a big heart. They really wish for everyone. They're brought up that way, to wish for the highest good for everyone. All the animals, the trees, the hills, the insects, they have belief systems that they are relatives from another life. And that helps them. I don't know if that's particularly true or not, but that's their system to help them stay in their hearts and treat everybody with kindness. It's not a bad way to think about it, you know.
No, and I think, I mean, it's interesting, the more we learn about evolution and the more our world becomes interconnected, the more it actually seems to be true.
Right.
I mean, in a not just a belief sense, but in a reality sense,
yeah,
that we are in fact related to every insect and every biological being, and if we wish harm on them, then things get really out of whack.
Right. And the Dalai Lama, one of the lovely things he says is that if everyone is happy, they would be kind. They would treat everyone with kindness. So by wishing everyone happiness, you're wishing that basically that's the best way to get everyone to be kinder and treat you kinder.
So when you bring this book out, are you particularly making it available to Tibetan American communities?
Mm-hmm. As well as children in general, libraries, schools. Adults are enjoying it too, which is always a nice thing for me to hear.
Has this been a successful series?
Well, this is a different book with a different publisher from the Tibetan Tales books. But they've all been successful in their own way. This book, Tashi and the Tibetan Flower Cure, is just out. Only a couple months, so
right.
It's getting great reviews. So
is it? Are there going to be more Tashi books?
Not that I know of, but I am going to work with this publisher again on some other Tibetan American themes. It's a beautiful thing to watch how they're integrating into our culture.
Naomi Rose is author of the book Tashi and the Tibetan Flower Cure, and she will be at the ARC bookstore tomorrow, Saturday, from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, right here in Santa Fe. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.